All three leading Republican presidential candidates support the president's new counterinsurgency strategy. But more than the others, John McCain has staked his political future on its success. Yesterday, John McCain paid a visit to the Virginia Military Institute. He made a speech about Iraq, intended to help revive what has become a flagging campaign. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
It's a risky strategy for the candidate who was once the front runner in the Republican field, but who's now facing declining poll numbers, lackluster fundraising, and campaign staff layoffs. But John McCain argued for years that even more troops were needed to implement the kind of counterinsurgency the president is trying in Baghdad. And he said he wasn't going to back away now.
Having been a critic of the way this war was fought and a proponent of the very strategy now being followed, it is my obligation to encourage Americans to give it a chance to succeed. To do otherwise would be contrary to the interests of my country and dishonorable.
McCain painted a dire picture of what would happen if the U.S. left too soon. He said Iraq would become a Wild West for terrorists, like Afghanistan before 9/11. The Iraqi government could collapse. An all-out civil war could spill beyond Iraq's borders, sparking a genocide that would rival Rwanda's. McCain was critical of Democrats who favor setting a deadline for withdrawing troops. He said they were following a cynical strategy that accepts defeat with no responsibility for the consequences.
We who are willing to support this new strategy have chosen a hard road, but it is the right road. Democrats who deny our soldiers the means to prevent an American defeat have chosen another road. It may appear to be the easier course of action, but it is a much more reckless one, and it does them no credit, even if it gives them an advantage in the next election.
As McCain has acknowledged, he disagrees with the majority of Americans who tell public opinion pollsters they see Iraq as a hopeless cause.
He's clearly going that direction because that's what he believes in.
That's Republican strategist David Winston, who, like others, thinks Iraq could be a big problem for McCain in a general election. But Winston says McCain's position on Iraq might actually help him in the Republican primaries.
Remember, again, within the Republican Party, there is a lot more support for this particular course of action than the electorate as a whole. I think that's why you saw him go to Iraq and take a CBS crew with him for 60 Minutes, because to some degree, this sort of defines his sense of what's right and wrong and showing his stand on principle.
Winston says Iraq is just part of a larger problem for McCain, who has said he sometimes wonders if it's possible to catch lightning in a bottle twice.
And he hasn't managed to take that sort of excitement and that sort of independence that he generated in 2000 and translate it into the 2008 campaign. And he's struggling as a result of it. He's sort of struggling across the board. I mean, whether it's with the base of immigration reform and Feingold in terms of campaign finance, or moderates who are obviously more concerned about his stand in terms of the war. So he's found himself in this sort of awkward situation.
An awkward situation where he no longer is the insurgent, but he's not the inevitable front runner either. After McCain's speech at VMI, he held a conference call with a group of conservative bloggers, the kind of conservatives McCain has been having trouble winning over. Several of them commended him for his bluntness and candor about the war. And the conservative Wall Street Journal editorial page, which rarely agrees with McCain, called the speech McCain's finest political hour. In a press conference after the speech yesterday, McCain insisted that political considerations played no role at all in his approach to Iraq.
I believe that many Democrats view this as a political opportunity, and many Republicans view it as a political burden. I think it should be neither. I think we should be most concerned about the future of this nation as relates to a failure or success in Iraq.
McCain says over and over that he'd rather lose a campaign than lose a war, but he still wants to win the campaign, and the war isn't McCain's only hurdle. After a lackluster fundraising report earlier this month, his campaign is bracing for the release of detailed spending reports that could show him with little cash on hand. Yesterday, the campaign announced it would lay off some staff in an effort to save money. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.